There. Buck Oliver!
Back here, Mr. Scant.
Ah, Buck, my boy.
What are you doing?
Moving these boxes, like you said. Clearing space for the equipment.
Well done, lad. Well done. You're a good one. I've always said it. But I want you to forget the boxes and go to town. Uh-huh. We've got a job for you to do for Mr. Archie. You're going to put up posters for the carnival.
Sure thing.
But there's more to it than that. I want you to keep an eye out. Something's going awry, but I don't know what it is.
What's going on?
A small plane crashed in Gower's Field. 3 people were hurt, taken to the hospital.
Too bad.
Too bad for us, you mean. Listen, son, the 2 gentlemen I met early this morning may have been on that plane. If so, it could complicate things, if you understand my meaning.
Oh, messy.
Go to town and find out what you can. I'll make a few discreet calls. Anonymous, if you will, to the hospital. Let me give you my phone. If I can find it. Here it is. You call me if you hear anything useful. Got it?
Got it.
Boy, you gotta stop chewing on toothpicks. They'll ruin your teeth.
Yes, sir. When did you last check this phone?
I haven't. After the 2 gentlemen left, I intended to destroy it. Procedure, you remember? Disposable phones are meant to be disposed of. Shouldn't be traced.
There's a message on this one.
What? Play it, lad. But you can be sure this isn't a good thing. Messages are never good.
You want it on speaker?
Yes, my boy, of course I do. There are no secrets between us.
All right, listen to me. It's Dirk Banks. I know you said not to call on this number again, but it's all gone wrong. I'm hurt. Bad. I'm going to Hagler's Junkyard, all right? That's where I'll be. You better come get me or we could all be in trouble.
Crackers and corn husks. You see, lad, messages are always bad news. And this is the worst. Do you, know Hagler's Junkyard?
Uh-huh.
This Dirk fella doesn't know you, but he's seen me. Understand? Take the posters. You're hanging them up, see? That's a good cover.
I can't carry these all over town. Where's my backpack?
I used it for the money this morning and left it at the boathouse. Gammon and spinach? I thought it was empty. Don't tell me you left something in it.
I don't think so. Never mind. I'll get another one in town.
Do what you have to do, but find out what's up and call me.
Okay, Mr. Scant. I will.
Throw your bike in the back of the truck. I'll drive you as close as I dare. Yeah, this could be bad, my son. Very bad.
We'll fix it, whatever it is.
That's my boy. Always looking on the bright side. I know I can count on you.
Always.
Okay, Janet, let me know about your flight. I'll call you if anything changes here at the hospital, but right now, Monty is in stable condition. Keep praying. All right. I love you. Bye-bye.
Where?
Dr. Graham. I mean, Lily. I just spoke with Monty's mother. She's trying to get on the next flight here.
Oh, good.
Did you take the x-rays?
Mm-hmm. Wait, what does your grandson do for a living?
I'm embarrassed to say that I don't know the exact job. Some kind of state inspector in Des Moines. Food, maybe. Why?
He's with the government?
Why are you asking?
Well, we saw an odd thing on Monty's x-ray. It's a small disc the size of a watch battery under the skin on his left forearm.
Really?
And you know nothing about it?
Well, I could ask his mother. What do you think it is?
We received a confidential directive from Homeland Security that they'd begun embedding identification chips under the arms of their agents. It's an experimental program.
You're saying that he's working with a federal agency?
It would seem so.
Which one?
Well, it looks as if your grandson is an agent for the Secret Service.
Nobody's here. It's just the 2 of us today.
Wrong!
Jay!
Yikes, what's the matter with you, Nelson?
He's a little jumpy today. I think it was the plane crash.
You mean the plane crash that I saw live and in person?
I saw it too.
Yeah, well, I saw it before you did.
Oh, yeah? What time were you there?
Like 5 minutes before whatever time you were there.
Why are you here, Jay?
I'm making a delivery for my uncle, that box. It's a GPS tracking system that may or may not work. He wants you to look it over if you have the time. Hey, be glad I didn't keep it for myself because it looks really cool.
Oh, thanks.
So, what's that little contraption? Today's project?
It's an appleberry phone that we found by the creek.
None of your business. Good job, Nelson.
Whoa, appleberry phones are the best! Whose is it?
That's what we want to find out. But it's got a security block. I need the password.
Ooh, try your birthday.
It's not my phone.
Then try Nelson's.
Jay, never mind. I thought I'd do a good deed and find the owner. Maybe I'll just hand it over to the police.
Oh, no, 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 we don't want to do that. All the police will do is put it on the shelf for 30 days on the off chance that somebody will claim it. If nobody does, then you can fill out a bunch of forms and claim it for yourself.
How do you know all that?
I found a wallet without any ID a couple weeks ago, and that's what the police told me. Another 2 weeks, and it's mine. It's made of genuine formaldehyde.
Nugahyde.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Hey, do you think you'll get a reward if you find the owner?
We're not counting on that.
Which is why you'll never go anywhere in the world, Parker.
What's that? Sirens?
It's the police! They're coming for the phone!
It's an ambulance siren, and it sounds like it's coming to the shop! Oh, I knew there was something wrong with Uncle Wally.
Do you think we should keep the phone for now?
Maybe if I take the battery out and put it back in, the system will reset.
No harm in trying, I guess.
Of course, that could break it permanently.
It's up to you. No one will find my fingerprints on it either way.
Thanks.
Mr. Skint?
Yes, my boy?
Why don't you try to call him?
What?
Let's use the phone to call this Dirk what's-his-name. You know, if he picks up, then we can talk to him. And if he doesn't, then we can hang up and destroy the phone.
Ah, you are the one for ideas, aren't you? And that's a good one. Hit the number and hand me the phone, if you will.
I don't know how to get the battery out of this phone.
Maybe it's solar-powered.
Ah!
Is that an alarm?
I don't think so. Look at the screen. Someone's trying to call.
It says blocked ID.
Should I answer it?
Maybe it's the owner trying to find his phone. My dad does that all the time.
I'll answer it.
Hurry before they hang up.
Hello?
Who is this?
Who is this?
I need to talk to the owner of this phone. Where is he?
I don't know who owns this phone. I found it. I was going to take it to the police, but if you know...
No, don't do that, my boy. Where are you? I'll come and get it.
Who is this?
Oh, a friend. And I'm willing to give you a rather significant reward for finding the phone. That's the kind of friend I am. Let's meet somewhere.
A reward?
Oh, take the reward!
That's right, my boy. A big reward. Meet me privately, and we'll conduct ourselves like honest businessmen.
I don't meet strangers privately.
Oh, I understand completely. Tell me where you would like to meet.
The police station. Hello? Hello? He hung up.
Why did you hang up?
Barns and hay bales. He wanted to meet me at the police station. Oh, just as I feared, my boy. This is bad. Dirk doesn't have his phone.
Big deal. If we trash this phone, no one else can trace the calls back to us.
Yeah, and if his phone contains other information? Precautionary measures, lad. That phone would be better in our possession, if you catch my meaning. We must always think ahead, Buck, my boy. Consider every contingency.
You're a very smart man.
Yeah, time and experience, my lad. Now, the junkyard is around the next bend. See what goes on there.
How will I contact you?
Use this phone to call me on my new one. Then we'll destroy it.
Will do.
Don't forget the posters. You'll want a good cover story in case someone gets suspicious.
Do you expect people to get suspicious?
Well, I'm suspicious. So why wouldn't everyone be?
This is rather interesting.
Okay, I give up, Eugene. What are you doing? I thought you were checking the serial number on that bill, not putting it through a complete physical.
Oh, well, I wanted to be certain, Emily. You see, I searched for the serial number on every database of which I know, and a few I'd never seen before.
And?
The serial number on this bill does not exist.
But it's right there, next to Andrew Jackson's face.
All the same, it doesn't exist. Not only is it not on any list of stolen bills, it isn't listed on the database of the United States Treasury Department.
What does that mean?
The question I asked myself. So, I've been following the guidelines provided by the U.S. Bureau of Engraving and Printing and the Treasury Department.
The guidelines?
First, I employed Mr. Whitaker's detector pen.
Ooh, a detector pen?
Most shops have them to check the paper on bills, in case there's any doubt. If this bill is fake, the pen will make a black mark on the paper. As you can see from the mark I made...
It didn't turn black.
Precisely. So superficially, this bill is made of a high-grade paper. That's when I turned my attention to other characteristics. The color-changing ink on the number 20, which changes from copper to green.
It does?
It should, but this one doesn't. And I searched for the embedded words.
Embedded
and the
words?
Watermark. And the red and blue fibers woven into the bill.
Red and blue? Okay, wait, Eugene. Hmm? What does all this mean?
Counterfeit.
Counterfeit?
Precisely. This bill, and likely the others, are all counterfeit.
Wow. A whole backpack of fake money?
Mm-hmm.
But it looks so real.
Well, a lie is supposed to look as much like the truth as possible. And these counterfeiters certainly know what they're doing. Emily, I believe we must contact the police again and urge them to come here post-haste.
Oh, maybe that's them calling you.
Salutations. Thank you for phoning Wits End. Mr. Whitaker, do we have news for you?
Mr. Skint? Yeah, I'm here. So are the police and the paramedics. They're loading some guy into the back of the ambulance. He's probably in his 30s, light-colored hair. Is that the Dirk fella? No, I don't see anyone else except for the cops and the paramedics. Oh, there's Wally Hagler. He doesn't look very happy. Yeah, I'll stick around for a little while. To the hospital? Sure, I'll go. There's a man coming towards me. I think he's a detective. Bye.
Hey, kid.
Yes, officer?
What are you doing here?
I came to put up posters for the carnival.
Yeah? And who are you giving the play-by-play to on the phone?
Just a friend. It's not every day you go to a junk shop and see an ambulance and the police. What's going on?
A minor incident with a washing machine and 3 crockpots. I suggest you come back later.
Yes, sir.
Seriously, kid, beat it. And you shouldn't chew on toothpicks. They'll stunt your growth.
Yes, sir.
Detective Pullhouse here. What's up, Debbie? I'm about to interview Hagler. Why? A guard for who? And why is there a Secret Service agent in Odyssey? Terrific. Do it. I'll go to the hospital as soon. What? Wits End? Why? What's there? A backpack of what?
Hi, Whit.
Hi.
Please, sit down.
Well, thank you.
I assume the nurses have moved Monty from intensive care to a private room?
Uh-huh. Are you that confident about his condition?
He's stable, and there's nothing to warrant keeping him in ICU. Besides, I can't have police officers coming and going from that area.
Police officers?
I went back to check the directives about handling federal agents. Until somebody official arrives, we have to put a guard on Monty.
You notified the Secret Service directly?
I called the local office in Springfield. They're sending an agent.
Well, I hope they hurry. We've had another development.
Like what?
A backpack was found in the woods in McAllister Park. It was filled with counterfeit money.
I don't understand how that...
The Secret Service investigates cases involving counterfeiting. I don't think it's a coincidence. Monty is connected to that backpack.
I see. Well, there's even more.
Oh?
The other passenger on that crashed plane has turned up. The one who ran away.
Where is he?
Unconscious and on his way here. He's in bad shape.
Well, where was he found?
At Hagler's junkyard.
Hagler's junkyard? What was he doing there?
So, what was he doing here, Uncle Wally?
He thought he knew me from somewhere.
Oh, yeah? Where? Prison?
What?
Were you ever in prison?
Where would you get that idea?
From me.
Detective Polehouse.
Is it true?
I'll answer that question when we can sit down and talk about it properly. Not now.
Ha-ha, that's a yes.
Smart kid.
Look, detective, I'll thank you to keep out of my family's affairs.
If your family would keep their affairs out of mine, maybe I would.
I haven't done anything wrong.
Lately.
In years. What do you want from me? I made a mistake as a kid. It happens.
Your mistake is that you were born into a bad family. Rotten to the core.
Well, what's he talking about, Uncle Wally?
Go home, Jay. I'll talk to you later.
But why won't...
Now. One crisis at a time, please.
Okay, but later.
Are you happy now, Detective?
No, but I'm getting there. Let's talk about your pal in the ambulance.
He's not my pal.
Pal or not, he had a name.
Dirk Beggs.
How do you know him?
I don't know him. He's an acquaintance of an acquaintance.
Really? That's amazing. So, he drags himself from a crashed airplane with a broken leg and probably a broken head all the way here because, what? He just wanted to say hello from your mutual friend?
He showed up, pulled a gun on me. What was I supposed to do?
Why was he here?
He wanted my help.
With what?
He didn't get specific. He was delirious.
Tell me everything.
He was here on an errand.
For who?
The stiletto.
Don't lie to me.
I'm telling you what he said.
What kind of errand?
That wasn't clear.
What did he say about his traveling companions?
He said the pilot didn't know anything, but the other guy betrayed him.
Betrayed him? How?
He didn't explain. Something went wrong in the plane. They fought. The door got thrown open and stuff fell out.
What kind of stuff?
I don't know. A knapsack or something like that.
Well, that's interesting. Then what?
A gun went off. The pilot lost control of the plane. It was confusion after that. They crashed. Dirk staggered here.
What else?
Now, he was upset about a phone.
Phone?
He said he lost his phone.
Thrown from the plane?
No, I think he lost it on the way here. Apparently, it has a lot of important information on it. Names, addresses, phone numbers. He lost it after he made a call.
To who?
Someone local.
What makes you so sure?
Because a man was supposed to come here right away.
Here? Did he?
Not that I know of.
Anybody hanging around that you don't know?
I wasn't looking. Dirk kept me pretty busy.
Which means our mystery contact might show up eventually.
Or showed and got scared off by the ambulance and cop cars.
Uh-huh. I'm sure I can count on you to let me know if anyone comes looking for Dirk.
It'd be a lot easier to do my duty as a citizen if you weren't so nasty about everything.
I became nasty because of guys like you.
I'm not who I was.
Sure you are. People don't ever change. Not really.
This one has.
We'll see about that. Oh, and give my deepest regards to your brother, Archie. I'm looking forward to his last big carnival this week.
I'll bet you are. Say hello yourself. And he may just give you some free cotton candy.
Stay close, Hagler. We're not finished with this.
Not by a long shot.
No offense, Matthew, but I'm getting bored watching you work on that phone.
There must be a way to get beyond the security code.
My dad says that when there's a perplexing problem, it's a good idea to walk away from it for a while. That's what he did with building our shed.
Did it help?
I don't know. It's been sitting unfinished for 3 years.
I'm not working on this for 3 years. But you're right. I have to think about how to get past the security code.
Great. What do we do now?
Do you want to test the GPS system Mr. Hagler gave us?
Maybe we should do something outside.
You're right. Hey, I know. Let's go back to where we found the appleberry and see if the owner dropped anything else.
Have you ever been diagnosed as obsessive compulsive?
Not yet. But my parents are talking about it.
A big surprise.
Ah,
Hi, Mr. Skint. I didn't expect you to be here.
I've been on pins and needles, boy. Tell me what you know.
Dirk Beggs is in intensive care.
Huh?
They won't let anyone in to see him. And they've got a police guard on him.
Yes, of course they would. What about the backpack? Did you see it anywhere?
No.
No? Oh, grits and sausages. What about the other fella?
He's also inside. Hmm. They have a police guard on him, too.
How much have they said? What do the police know?
Not much, if what I heard at the junkyard is anything to go by.
The junkyard? I thought the detective chased you away.
As if. The back of the shop has a window. It was open. Any cat could sit underneath and hear everything inside.
Oh, and you're my cat, aren't you, my lad? Meow. Soft-footed and quiet. What did you hear?
A lot. Detective Polehouse doesn't like Wally Hagler much. He thinks the family is in on something criminal.
He's half right. But maybe we can make something out of that. Leave it to me. What else?
Dirk Beggs put a lot of information on that phone. Hmm. The phone you called on.
Well, didn't I say? Wasn't I right to think of all the contingencies? What kind of information?
The worst kind. The kind that might lead back to us.
I see, yes. Well, my boy, we have to find that phone.
How? All we know is that some kid has it.
That's right. Some kid. A law-abiding type who wanted to meet me at the police station. A kid somewhere in Odyssey. A kid who might be found by another kid who goes looking for him.
Me? What if he's turned into the police?
And then we're already in trouble.
Let's make a run for him.
Oh, not an option. No, sir. We'll spend the rest of our lives looking over our shoulders. We can't go until the deal is done, and not a minute sooner. You have to find that phone, Buck Oliver. And you're the one to do it. I have every confidence.
Well, where do I start to look?
Think it through. You've scouted the town. Where might you hear about a kid with a lost phone?
School's out for the summer, so... I know just the place, especially for a law-abiding type boy.
Oh, yes, yes. Where?
Wits End. If we have any hope, it's at Wits End.
Dr. Graham? Oh, sorry. I thought you were alone.
Lou, this is John Whitaker. Whit, Lou Ross. He's in charge of hospital security.
It's good to meet you.
Maybe not, after you hear what I have to say.
What's wrong?
Well, an officer showed up for that special assignment to guard Monty Whitaker in room 102.
Yeah, my grandson.
Okay.
Patient isn't there. He's gone.
What?
Gone, Lou?
Well, I've got my people searching everywhere, but it looks like Monty Whitaker has disappeared.
Wait a minute. Monty mysteriously appears in Odyssey and then mysteriously disappears again? Just what is going on here? I guess we'll have to keep listening to find out. Meanwhile, I noticed something important Eugene said to Emily in this episode. They were talking about how much the counterfeit bills looked like real bills. Eugene said that a lie is supposed to look as much like the truth as possible. And do you know what? He's right. The Bible warns us over and over again not to be deceived, and how we should beware of wolves in sheep's clothing, or angels of darkness who appear as angels of light. Lies have to look like the truth, or we'd never believe them, which is why we have to be wise and ask God to help us see through the lies in our lives. Today's program is a presentation of Focus on the Family, and I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.